trying to combine two giant corporations that together employ more than 150,000 people was never going to be an easy job. Add to that uncertainty about whether the merger is actually happening, and you've got a pretty accurate job description for Hewlett-Packard's Webb McKinney. Since last September, when the potential merger with Compaq was announced, McKinney has been heading a transition team drawn from both high-tech companies. Their integration work is steaming ahead, even though the outcome of the contested merger vote remains uncertain. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Webb McKinney has worked in just about every kind of job at Hewlett-Packard since he joined the company back in 1969. He started as an engineer, has been in sales, and managed HP's entry into the home PC market. McKinney met me outside the room where the integration teams, now numbering 1,200 people, are planning the new company. Signs on the locked door say, Central Post-Merger Operation. Outsiders are barred from the room, as are other employees of HP. Until the merger is official, the two companies are legally still competitors. McKinney says that when the proxy fight led by Walter Hewlett was launched, his team had an anxiety attack.
But honestly, that blew over, you know, relatively quickly. And the integration team itself, I think, has not been all that affected, you know, by that uncertainty. We've just focused on getting the job done.
Focus is necessary because the job is immense. Deciding what product lines will be continued, what will be scrapped, ensuring close communication with big customers, and deciding who will stay and who will go. One of the biggest problems facing the team is reconciling two very different corporate cultures.
We've referred to the integration team itself as the cultural astronauts in a way. So I had this idea when we were on the plane down to the planet Houston that this was, we were going to be dealing with some people who maybe worked a little differently than we were used to.
Going where no one in either company has been before, the cultural astronauts have been locked away, working together in what could be considered the laboratory for the new company. McKinney says there's one major cultural difference between the two giants.
It's that HP tends to have a culture that's a little more methodical and a little more analytical. And so we may take more time in making a decision, maybe to a fault at times, right? Compaq has a tendency to decide things very quickly. And I think this is because of their heritage as starting off as a PC company. That's clearly a business where you can't spend too much time thinking. You've got to do. Those are both good things. You have to pick the right tool for the situation. So we believe that the opportunity here is to put together the best of both.
In spite of the skeptics, who point to the failures of many mergers in the past, McKinney and his team remain optimistic about bringing their two companies together smoothly.
The largest mergers are the most successful, and particularly mergers that catapult the new company into leadership positions. So if you look at this merger, this is three times larger than any other technology mergers ever happened. We're in seven basic businesses, and in six of them, after the merger, we'll be either number one or number two.
But big mergers are monumentally complex, according to Mark Soror, who leads the merger and acquisition practice at Boston Consulting. Some make it and some falter before the colossal undertaking.
In something this size, maybe as many as 10,000 non-routine decisions that have to get made, everything from cash management systems, information systems, payroll systems, I mean, you name it, from very small details to very large decisions on branding and product.
A rule of thumb for business, Soror says, is that you spend 80% of your time solving 20% of the problems. But those are the most important problems. That nice little guideline won't work in big mergers.
Unfortunately, there's a lot more than 20% of the things that are most important. There's a tremendous amount of effort that has to be placed on a lot of small decisions. And you have a lot of important things that can slip through the cracks.
Managers can lose focus while innovation and productivity slip. And then there's the generalized anxiety of all employees of both companies while they wait to see where the axe is going to fall. HP has announced that 15,000 jobs will be cut. And all this is happening in a very high-pressure cooker. And all of it is very much in the public eye, especially this merger with all the publicity surrounding the proxy battle. Again, Mark Soror.
Analysts are watching, the press is watching, employees are watching, both, you know, some employee groups want you to succeed, some of them don't, and you're working under a very, very tight time frame based on the promises you've already announced.
HP's promise is annual cost savings of $2.5 billion and a 13% increase in earnings per share during the first year of the merger. In the glass house that is now Hewlett-Packard, those promises will be closely scrutinized, and any slippage will cause investors to punish the stock even more than they already have. A final tally of the proxy votes will not be available for another 2 or 3 weeks. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.